Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So Nikki Haley has now suspended her campaign, of course, a day after the Super Tuesday contests, even though she did win Vermont. But, folks, can you tell me, out of the mind of John Kerry, what it means, what it means when he talks about how people might feel better about the Ukraine war if Russia would just reduce its emissions? I don't even know where to start with that, my friends. If you just thought the world got a little weirder, well, you're right. That's exactly what's happening to the world. And but you know what, folks? We're going to put it right. We're going to sort it out. We are going to figure it out here on this program this morning, as best as is humanly possible. Thursday edition's upon us. Here we are, folks. We're making it through the week, another great week of broadcasting, and we sure appreciate you being there. And, of course, we're glad to be here as well. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the show this morning, if you have something to opine about. You can also head over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning as well. And, by the way, we just heard from Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. And, of course, we always love to hear from Richard. Semper Fi, Richard, by the way. He says, hello, Mr. Kyle. 34 degrees and cloudy, locked and loaded for another great show tonight. Well, I think that sets the stage. That is absolutely setting the stage. And he says, Semper Fi, Richard. Well, again, Semper Fi right back at you. And, well, here it's about 53 degrees. We've still got some rain. We had some pretty good rain earlier. Hopefully it's going to move on through this time, but we will see. I think it's supposed to clear out by Thursday in the daytime. But here we are, folks, as we said, Thursday, and we've got the State of the Union coming up, by the way, later on tonight. And on tomorrow's program, we'll have a full wrap-up of what was said and maybe what happened and how people perceive Joe Biden. And I do think it's going to be crucial. It's a crucial time for the voters to once again see, can Joe Biden, you know, does he have the stamina, really, to sit there or stand there, rather, and do this State of the Union speech again? And, of course, you know, I have a feeling he'll get through it. But it's going to be the content also of that speech, which is really going to elicit a lot of the reactions and emotions and so forth. Only because what we understand is that the president is going to talk about the idea that, you know, whose side are you on, and it's going to go more into the negative, I think. It's going to go more into the divisive. We're going to hear these tired old tropes now about defending democracy. It's just going to be chock full of that kind of stuff. So we'll talk a little bit about that here as we move through the program this morning. But first, of course, and we'll tell you about John Kerry as well. I can't even make heads or tails out of that. You know, I guess we could have wars or you could invade other countries, but as long as you're environmentally responsible, maybe that's, you know, better. It's upside down, isn't it? It's just weird. Okay, Nikki Haley suspends her campaign and leaves Donald Trump as the last major Republican candidate. This from the AP. Nikki Haley suspended her presidential campaign on Wednesday after being soundly defeated across the country on Super Tuesday, leaving Donald Trump as the last remaining major candidate for the 2024 Republican nomination. Haley didn't endorse the former president in a speech in Charleston, South Carolina. That's key. That is key. She did not endorse Donald Trump. Instead, she challenged him to win the support of the moderate Republicans and independent voters who supported her. So that is incredibly different, isn't it, Let's listen in and hear a little bit of what Nikki Haley had to say.
But the time has now come to suspend my campaign. I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in. Our national debt will eventually crush our economy. A smaller federal government is not only necessary for our freedom, it is necessary for our survival. The road to socialism is the road to ruin for America. Our Congress is dysfunctional and only getting worse. It is filled with followers, not leaders. Term limits for Washington politicians are needed now more than ever. Our world is on fire because of America's retreat. Standing by our allies in Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan is a moral imperative. But it's also more than that. If we retreat further, there will be more war, not less.
Okay, so there you got Nikki Haley. And, you know, ultimately, I don't think a lot of people would disagree entirely with what she's saying in the general sense. But here's where the problem arrives. She's right. You know, the idea socialism will destroy our country, right? That's what's going to happen. The world is on fire. Our Congress is dysfunctional and only getting worse. It's filled with followers and not leaders. But here's the thing. Nikki Haley, there's not some other thing that's going to present itself at this point. You know, we may have third-party candidates. They are going to pull away votes, I think a lot of votes from perhaps from Joe Biden in particular. But the idea is there's not going to be some groundswell saying, well, we really should have gone with Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is the one. And it's, again, I don't think people would disagree with what she was saying there in the general sense. But if you exit the race for the Republican nomination and you don't endorse the obvious front runner, or now the obvious person who is going to be solidified sooner than later in terms of being the actual nominee, well, that actually just gives ammunition in a big way to the opposition. I understand the Biden campaign is already out there saying, hey, Nikki Haley voters, you've got a place with us, this kind of thing. So if Trump has to win them over, arguably he does. But here's the thing. Say, I will do everything I can to help you win them over. That's how you project unity. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition is underway.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thursday edition.
Why can't I say what I
it's coming back, folks, with a little bit of, well, that's Billy Joel. That's right. Yeah, that's a cool cut from Billy Joel, by the way. All right. Welcome back, of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can head over to my home website as well, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to opine, you can send us a direct message. This morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And by the way, folks, welcome to everybody listening to us on AM 860, The Answer, our home station in Tampa, Florida. Everybody on AM 930 as well. And everyone along the GCN network this morning. And of course, you can head over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com. If you'd like to check out the live streams for the program, simply look for America's Third Watch, and you will be off and running with that as well. And by the way, GCN, they work very hard for the show, everybody. We appreciate them so very much, and they distribute the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates across the country. So once again, welcome one, welcome all. It is Thursday, and we have just a lot to go over today. Just to kind of finish up here with the Nikki Haley issue, you know, again, I do think that, you know, obviously there's no love lost at this point between Trump and Haley. However, I think maybe Nikki Haley is kind of sitting back and saying, well, you know, this is going to come around again. I'm not going to really endorse Trump at this point because I have these reservations, or I just have sort of positioned myself as somebody who could, you know, never really vote for Donald Trump at this point. And I think that was kind of a mistake. I don't know that it's going to benefit her for years from now, and especially if the Biden campaign wins, or let's say the Democrat campaign wins. You know, you never know. I mean, there's so much speculation about this, But I do think that Biden will continue to be the nominee, again, barring some other thing. But I just don't know that the strategy that Nikki Haley appears to be doing really will pay off in the long run, because this is the pivotal point. This is the pivotal moment. This is the time, my friends, where it's going to be make or break. And I'm not trying to be sensationalistic. I'm not trying to, over-exaggerate something. But, you know, Nikki Haley did get, you know, consistently, in many cases, 20-30% in that zone. I don't know that they were necessarily Republican base in the grand sense of the word. But nevertheless, if she got out of the race and there was anybody there who would say, I trust what Nikki Haley is saying. I trust what she's doing. For the greater good, if Nikki Haley says to do thus and such, then, I'll really consider it. But by not doing that, by not endorsing Trump, I know behind the scenes maybe it's something, well, I didn't get what I wanted, and somebody didn't tell me the right thing, or what. Who knows? But in the public facing of all this, one would think that by endorsing Trump and trying to promote that GOP unity, because it is so pivotal, there's not going to be another option, okay? I don't know that there will be that black swan event. I don't think that these trials, per se, are going to derail Trump. I think that a lot of people consider them to be attacks on Trump, attacks on, the very idea that, they just don't want Trump running. They don't want you to be able to vote for him. We'll kick him off the ballot, or we'll sue him into oblivion, that kind of thing. And I think that I just don't think that it's not going to be, or rather that it will not be someone other than Trump. It will be Trump, basically. And if we don't win, if Trump doesn't win this election, and the Joe Biden administration is not cast out in that regard, we're in for a really rough time. Can you imagine what they're going to do when they continue on in power? I just think it's going to be mind-boggling. So that's why, again, I think that it's so important to bring together this unifying factor. And maybe at some point she will. I just don't know. But at this point, and here's my thought on it, though. See, I'm talking about the strategy of Nikki Haley from her perspective, I think. But in reality, at this point, I think what the Republicans are going to likely do at this time, they're going to simply have to, and the Donald Trump campaign in particular, just have to cut the losses on that. Cut the losses, and you don't have to sit around pining away for Nikki Haley to come out and endorse you. What they have to do is they do have to make sure that they're able to try to bring some of those voters around. And some of these voters that went into these open primaries, they're not going to vote for Donald Trump anyway, right? So, but some might. Some maybe were just trying to have a different alternative. I know because people have told me they would rather have seen Nikki Haley be the nominee, and they have their reasons. But at the heart of it, if they're going to be conservative, if they're going to be Republican, then and they want to see the Joe Biden administration cast out, well, they're going to have to make that decision and pull the lever for Donald Trump. And I don't mean just to back everybody in a corner philosophically there, but at the same time, I do think that Trump has the ability at this time to go out there and try to get some of those other voters by demonstrating his record, comparing the record to what's happened over the last 3 years. Karine Jean-Pierre says it's the most successful 3 years of any president. I think we all beg to differ with that notion, and that's just more messaging. That has nothing to do with reality. That's just what people say, when they're running for something. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, when you get down to the actual thing that is affecting people's lives, they will, I think, make that determination. And they're going to say, we had it better under Trump. And if they don't like Trump personally, then at some point, I do think it's still going to kick in. you know, there's nobody else that's available for this. And I would argue nobody else who is willing to take this on and willing to take all of the attacks and take all of the abuse and to take all of the legal troubles and the constant ongoing just onslaught of things coming at you. I heard somebody say earlier, well, you know, Donald Trump didn't have to do any of this. I mean, he, you know, he was doing pretty well. Arguably, he was doing pretty well. And he could, you know, go anywhere in the world he wanted to go. He could do whatever he wanted to do. And he could go there on his big private, you know, jet, you know. And so, but now, you know, he sort of traded all that for this, for ruination by prosecutors who ran on the idea of taking out Trump. I mean, it just, the list goes on and on. So, you know where I'm going with this. So at some point, now Nikki Haley made her speech, but at this point then I think the Trump campaign and the GOP is probably going to move forward without consideration of Nikki Haley. And I think it's kind of a shame. I think that if she had gone a kind of a different direction, she could have been positioned to be perhaps a VP pick. But given many of these different things in terms of support that she'd had, financial support and this kind of thing, not resonating with the base, this became a big problem. So it's the idea of what might have been. But now we know what is, right? So that's really important. That's where we proceed. That's where we deal with reality from. And that's how we're actually going to get something done, and we're actually going to be able to see our way through this whole election. Now, when we come back from the break, I want to break down for you this is a great article in Town Hall today about CNN and whether or not they actually wanted to broadcast the breakdown that they presented about working class voters. It's really something. And I was going to say hilarious. I mean, it is hilarious that they might be the ones to actually sort of transmit this idea of where working class voters are as opposed to being in the Democrat sphere, right? So things do change. Things do turn around. And there are possibilities, my friend. Kyle Warren with you. We are going to come right back here on this Thursday morning edition. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. Stay right there because we are coming back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley's decided to end her campaign for the GOP presidential nomination. The former South Carolina governor conveyed the news to her supporters in South Carolina, expressing her well wishes for Donald Trump without officially endorsing him. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said his endorsement of the former president should be expected. McConnell made the announcement endorsing Trump shortly after Nikki Haley suspended her campaign. McConnell emphasized that Trump has garnered the necessary backing from Republican voters. On April 25th, the Supreme Court is scheduled to listen to oral arguments in the case concerning former President Trump's immunity. Trump is appealing a decision from a lower court that rejected his assertion of immunity from criminal prosecution in his federal election interference case. The case brought by Special Counsel Jack Smith against Trump is presently on hold as the High Court deliberates whether a former president can be charged for actions while in office. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kyle Warren. All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday edition continues on. It is hour number one. We've got hour two, three, and four to go, and we've been going strong all week. Thanks to you. Thanks to your calls. Thanks to your messages. And we really, really appreciate you out there listening to the show and, you know, letting us know that you're there. It really does mean the world to us, folks. It really, really does. And I'll tell you this much as well, and that is we've got the chock full program this morning. We'll be talking with Denise Simon in the tail end of hour number two, and then she'll be with us for the majority of hour number three. Then we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And then we've got a real treat, of course, because it's Thursday morning. At the bottom of hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour, so about 5:30 a.m. Eastern time, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org, that's cv, the number 4a.org. You can check out their website. Check out the Overwatch section as well, and Jimmy will be talking with us this morning again about what's being done, what can be done, and what's happening with our veterans, and then also what's happening, of course, with our public policy in terms of our military usage overseas, all these different things, international problems that are going on from their perspective, and it's always illuminating. It's always something. I learn a lot every time I talk with Jimmy T. Smith. So definitely, I hope that you can stay with us in the 5 o'clock hour this morning, approximately 5:30 a.m. Eastern time. All right. So, and of course, we love Denise and we love Chris. And I'm telling you, this kind of overnight program is really unique, and it's our pleasure to bring it to you. And, you know, judging by a lot of the great messages that we get and so forth, I think it's being appreciated out there. And once again, I can't tell you, you know, from the bottom of my heart, how much we appreciate you. Whatever you're doing this morning, wherever you are, whatever, if you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you're working in law enforcement or a first responder, if you're up early with us, if you're working a shift, whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you're there. And we are building this overnight radio program in America for you. And again, it's much appreciated. Okay, so once again, I did mention the CNN thing. So yeah, let's talk about that for a moment. And then we got a great audio clip I want to play. This from Town Hall. Did CNN really want to air this breakdown about working class voters last night? The first instances of this shift seen nationally occurred undoubtedly after the 2016 election. Donald Trump clinched an upset win over Hillary Clinton, primarily due to depressed Democrat Party turnout in crucial counties and a surge of rural and working class voter support for Donald Trump. Also, Clinton was not well liked by the voters. That's an understatement. She's a terrible candidate. First and foremost, she was a terrible candidate, partially because it's kind of like, well, you know, I think that she kind of thought it was her turn. And in American politics, you know, it's no matter what who you are, almost what party you're in, if it looks like it's just supposed to be your turn, then I think the voters kind of look a different way at that, rather than somebody who kind of bursts on the scene or somebody who has a little pizzazz or that X factor. And that goes Republican and Democrat. We see that happening. And, you know, it certainly wasn't Barack Obama's turn. I'm pretty sure about that one. But he did burst on the scene and for all these obvious reasons and this kind of stuff. So, again, Clinton was not well liked by voters. The white working class revenge was enough to shatter the blue wall in the Rust Belt. This voter bloc numbers in the tens of millions, so slight changes could have a severe ripple effect in national elections. Obama got a healthy share of these voters, around 35% to 40%, which was more than enough to win. Since 2016, the white working class voter drift into the GOP has increased. Non-white working class voters are starting to follow, which should concern Democrats, who have been cleaning up with college-educated voters and women. Women are a mighty force in elections, but their voting patterns are split among married and unmarried, with labor unions, black, Hispanic, and now Muslim voters drifting away from Biden. They're all undoubtedly unenthused by him. The rich college kids and suburbanite Chardonnay drinkers aren't enough to carry Biden over the top. But they sure do act like it. I mean, the Biden campaign and the Democrat Party elite, they sure act like it, don't they? On Super Tuesday, CNN's John King and Jake Tapper broke down the exits and concluded that the Republican Party represents the working class. It's not even close. This data breakdown occurred when the pair were dissecting the education divide. You're talking about how he is reforming the Republican Party, more working class people, including voters of color, African American, men primarily, but also Latinos, said Tapper to King. You know, that's right. I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, because when you break through all of the ridiculous nonsense of the Democrat messaging, all that stuff about, you know, he's tearing up democracy and he's a danger to all of us and he's the most existential threat we've ever seen. You know, I guess technically he would be an internal threat. You know, existential threat, that's reserved for climate change at this point. It's not reserved for anybody with nuclear weapons, evidently. But if climate change had nuclear weapons, man, I tell you, we'd be in a real, real bad place. But I'll tell you this much. As we see how these kinds of demographics change, it's got to be alarming to the Democrats. You would think it would be, because in so many ways, just like in 2016, right? I think they felt very, these different demographics, I think they felt very taken for granted by the Democrats, right? Okay, so this tidbit would upset the network's liberal viewership, but it also might unsettle the D.C. GOP establishment, which is still immersed in a country club atmosphere. The party's base is more blue-collar, appearing to a more populist message. It's why the Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney figures of the GOP are done. Still, the fact that the GOP could be a magnet for more non-white working-class voters might be something CNN didn't want to air. You know, and by the way, this goes to what we were talking about with Donald Trump yesterday morning on the show when we heard some of his speech following the Super Tuesday victories. We talked about people from all walks of life, different ethnicities, different skin color, different educational backgrounds, benefiting from what was happening in the past under the Trump administration, those Trump policies. And how they seem to be, again, looking towards trying to recapture that, to recreate that. That would be the thing that would help to unify the country as opposed to trying to divide the country. It's a big difference to me, my friends, when you say things like, come along with me because I want to unite everybody, because if we can establish the atmosphere and the opportunities for prosperity, it means everyone's going to do better. It means that we all have a much greater common interest woven together where we want to make sure our society is strong, that we have law and order, that we can do commerce with one another, that we can be safe, that we can live our lives and, respect one another and all this kind of stuff. But it's a much different story entirely to go to your State of the Union from, again, the reports that we have, to go out there and say, whose side are you on? Right? It's these MAGA people who are going to destroy our democracy and, stuff like that. And lay the basis for, for just conflict, constant conflict. It's different to say, come along with me, than it is to say, they're the enemy, right? That's different. So again, did CNN want to make all this to air? Democrats will dismiss this, but let's see what happens on Election Day. Trump is garnering close to a quarter of black voter support. Let's see if that holds. If it does, Biden is in serious trouble. Again, this great article today on Town Hall, townhall.com. Did they really want to do that? But if they're looking at the exit polls and they're looking at the numbers and they're looking at the breakdowns and this is the picture that's forming, well, that is pretty darn significant. All right, folks, stay right there. We are going to come right back. We've got a great song. We'll take a look at some of the national weather, and we will continue with the Thursday edition. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thursday edition continues on, everybody. Hour number one. We're already to the fourth segment of hour number one. I can't believe it. But that's kind of cool, isn't it? The show really does just fly by. And one of the great things about doing this program is, you know, hopefully it sort of helps your morning go by a little faster. Hopefully, whatever you're doing, as we said, wherever you are this morning, whatever you're up to, we're glad to be along with you, and hopefully it's flying by for you as well. All right, so we've reached the point of the program where we will take a look at some of our national weather, see what's happening out there, but we also love to play a great song, keep you going this morning, kind of, you know, get you ready for the day, keep your blood pumping, just keep you on pace here. And we got a good one this morning. This is from one of my favorite super groups. I guess you could call it a super group. Super groups are always, they can always be kind of problematic, right? Because that word super is in there already. And but every once in a while, you get a group of musicians and songwriters that get together and they do something. And this little project that was called the Traveling Wilburys, I think just knocked it out of the park. A+, in terms of how they all sort of came together, where they play in the little different spaces and the music and the song. They all kind of just blended, kind of like they really should have been together, you know, obviously, you know, from day one. But let's check this one out. It's one of my favorite tracks by them, and it's called Handle With Care. Track and you know, just those guys when they put all that together, and of course you got the late great George Harrison, the late great Tom Petty, you've also got Roy Orbison, just a golden voice of Roy Orbison, even in his later years, just had that wonderful, you know, pure quality to him, to his voice. And again, the quality of these records, of course you had Jeff Lynne in there as well, with the Traveling Wilburys from ELO, and also Bob Dylan, and so again, I just can't get enough of the Traveling Wilburys, and we hope that you enjoyed the song this morning, because one of my favorites, of course. And let's take a look out there here real quick and see what's happening in the national weather scene. This from the National Weather Service: heavy snow over parts of the central Rockies on Thursday night into Friday, and snow over northern Maine. There's a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of southern New England and northern mid-Atlantic through Thursday morning. There's also a slight risk of excessive rainfall over parts of the lower Mississippi Valley, southeast southern Appalachians on Friday. And there's also a slight risk of of severe thunderstorms over parts of the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley Thursday into Friday. So that's kind of the overview there. If we take a look at some of our weather alerts, we do have winter storm watches happening. This is going to be up near Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's going to go down south into Colorado. So this is going to impact Fort Collins, Denver, Colorado Springs as a winter weather advisory. We've got winter storm warnings a little bit south of there as you head down Interstate 15. Interstate 25, and then down through Trinidad as well. Winter weather advisory turns into a winter storm watch in northern Albuquerque. We've also got, let's see here, we've got avalanche warning. This is going to be south of Bozeman, Montana, over towards Red Lodge and down through West Yellowstone as well. Very beautiful part of the country, no doubt about that. We continue with aerial flood advisories in the Southern California, Los Angeles, and a little north of Los Angeles area this morning. We've also got an aerial flood watch covering most of the northern part of Alabama, including Birmingham and down towards Troy. So that is happening. And then, of course, up near Boston, you've got the aerial flood watch heading up into New Hampshire, parts of southern Vermont, and then also stretching over towards Maine as well. Let's take a look here real quick at some of the precipitation. As far as the southwest goes right now, if you're on your way to Las Vegas, if you're coming out of Barstow and you're making that, you're coming out of Barstow, heading towards Baker. Baker looks like it's raining right now, but then you start making this climb out of Baker, and it's an uphill climb. You've got rain all the way, not quite to the border. So by the time you're hitting to Prim, Nevada, which is right there on the border, which I have passed through many times. I'm not going to tell you how many, but by the time you round the bend and you start seeing the state line, you'll be out of the rain, hopefully, at that point. Lake Havasu City, you got rain. We've got rain over in northwest of Phoenix and Wickenburg this morning, so be careful of that. We got some snow in central South Dakota this morning, a little bit of snow in northern Nebraska, and then, again, when we were talking about up in the northeast, right now New York City, central Pennsylvania, lots and lots of rain, down through Delaware, it looks like, as well, and then sort of moving up the coast from Boston and also to the east thereof, covering the eastern part of New York State, up through Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, all kinds of rain and or rain mixed with snow. So be careful out there because, again, we want you to get there in one piece. So just rounding this out, looks like down near the border with Texas and Arkansas, this is going to be in the just a little north of Texarkana. You've got rain and severe, looks like moderate and heavy rain and lightning strikes in that area. This is going to go east over towards Mount Pleasant and then also in McKinney, Texas, and then west of Fort Worth and Mineral Wells. Same kind of story there. You got the rain and also some heavy rain or moderate rain, at least at this point. And Abilene, you've got a little bit of rain approaching you, it looks like, as well. Well, Texarkana, as I remember, there's beer in Texarkana, and they're thirsty in Atlanta, so. All right, a little bit of Smokey and the Bandit this morning, which also had a great song in it as well. Folks, stay right there, because we are climbing up to the top of the hour. That means you'll hear your top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Then we'll come back. We'll talk about everything. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Hour number one is now officially in the books.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.